your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
As if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead.
From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone.
From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
We're back.
Ah.
So we got some movies to talk about.
And it's 4th of July, too.
It is. So the first one on my list was this movie called Last Caress or Glam Gore 1. They have another one, Glam Gore 2, which I watched. But these are like some new age low budget giallos which rely on a lot of nudity and stuff.
See, probably likes that.
It's alright. They're okay. They're nothing.
I don't think I'm gonna remember half of these.
I'm gonna have a problem with that too. And I got a Blu-ray of Night of Sorcerers or something, and then Lorelei's Grasp, which was the one I watched, and it's a really cool Spanish horror movie. It looks really good. The other movie, Night of Sorcerers, is a crazy movie with Jack Taylor's in it, and it's like vampires in Africa or some shit.
Oh, but I remember that movie.
It's really crazy, but I like those. They're just something you can watch. And we watch this Hindi movie called Game Over. You remember that? That slasher.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, that seems like forever.
It was forever ago. It was interesting, but mm-hmm. I don't know if I watched it later in the night for me, and I got. And it's just.
I don't know if it's one that I'd want to watch again after I've seen it once. It's one of those kind for me.
Well, I think I might watch it again, but it'd be a while. But I watched Nobody, which is this kind of like in a very weird way. It's like a John Wick movie with a guy who really doesn't seem like he's more Bob Odenkirk or something. He's mainly known as Sammy.
Sorry, Sammy got loud.
Shh, help him.
Sammy, be quiet, honey. We're trying to do a show.
He's mainly known for his comedy stuff, but it's pretty good. But I mean, I don't know any rewatch value. Unfortunately, I think they're talking about a sequel, which is kind of stupid in my opinion. Just, Dreaming the Reality is a Hong Kong action movie with a really bad title.
That is a bad title.
But again, I don't remember but much about it because it's unfortunately we waited too long to do all this. Watched some Joe Bob movies off the last drive-in and watched Mandy again, which I still enjoy.
I tried again, but I still.
I like it.
I guess I just don't understand it.
I think the second part of the movie, or second half, is better than the first. But when he's getting his revenge, but, you know. Fried Berry, which Dana watched it recently, but
well,
I kind of watched
most of it on fast forward. I stopped it during the really super crazy parts, like when he was in the nightclub. And this is after the alien is done taking him over, and he was doing all kinds of faces and
yeah, he's a very weird looking dude, and he looks homeless for sure. It's a South African movie, so it's got a little weird tint to it because of that. It seems alien to us.
Is it in Cape Town or?
I don't even know where. I mean, I would assume, but who knows. But yeah, I'm not going to revisit that one very often, if any. I did watch the new transfer for Howl of the Devil, the Paul Naschy movie, which he directed, which I really like, and I'm trying to wait until the Blu-ray goes down because it's like in the 30s, and I'm not spending $30 on it. He gets to dress up as different monsters, and there is a twist, so, I mean, it's a little more going on than what you're seeing. Carolyn Monroe's in it, and she got to...
she was in that one?
For better or worse, she got to make out with Paul Naschy, so...
I don't know what... Paul Naschy got the pleasure of making out with a lot of women because he would do his own movies.
Yeah. And there was a new Blu-ray coming out. It's called Stranger is Watching, which is kind of like a weird... I don't know. Rip Torn is the bad guy, and he kidnaps this woman and the kid...
Isn't it kind of like a revenge type thing?
I don't know, but it was, and then what's his name, the guy did Friday 13th, Steve,
Sean Cunningham?
Sean Cunningham. He directed it, and I mean, it's all right, but it's nothing that...
And I think a Blu-ray's coming out.
Yeah. And then we watched there was a Blu-ray from, one of the boutiques. It's either, I think it's Vinegar Cinemas of the Fatal Exam movie, which I don't think you watched all of it.
I'm trying to remember.
It's low budget where he was going, him and some college people went to a house to see about ghosts or something. And there's more, it's definitely low budget. It's some hokey stuff, but I don't know, I found it entertaining.
It was okay.
It's not something I would revisit very often, if any. I got the new Blu-ray of Delirium, Photos of Gloria, which
evidently Darcy doesn't like it. She came and growled about it.
Which looks really good on Blu-ray, which, it's a later Giallo by Lamberto Bava. 86 or 80s. So, I mean, I liked it. And then there was this one, scene at the, Too Beautiful to Die or something? And then there was something that was listed. It was like Too Beautiful to Die 3. And it was like from 2009 or 10 or something. And so I was like, wow. And so I looked into it, and it seemed like it was mainly made for, cable overseas, and it was called The Last Fashion Show, and it's kind of a giallo, but
I'm not sure if you watched these when I was really busy or you watched them in the bedroom.
Nah, I watched this one in here.
Okay.
I mean, it's I hate to use to keep the thing okay, but there's nothing really special about it, other than it being a really, really last 10 years or so giallo. Richard E. Grant's in it, but the next one I watched was off Netflix. It's from Alexandra Aja. It's called Oxygen. It's a science fiction movie where woman wakes up in a cryo tube.
Ain't there maybe Oxygen that has Adrian Brody in it?
I mean, that's, I think, there's more than one movie named Oxygen. But this one, she's waking up in a cryopod in the future, and she's able to make phone calls out and try to figure out who she is, first of all, and where is she and stuff. So,
she's going to run out of oxygen?
Yes.
Okay.
So, it's pretty cool. I liked it. It was different, and I don't know. It was just pretty, it was entertaining, so Netflix has got it. And I bought the new Blu-ray of this Jell-O called Puzzle. And I forgot that once I saw it, I kind of remembered I had watched it really recently off of the internet. But it's not a typical Jell-O where there's a lot of killing. It's mainly like a mystery. This guy loses his memory and he comes back to his wife and he doesn't remember any of that. And there's this guy who's kind of trying to get something back from him and stuff. So it was pretty, I mean, beyond not being a standard Jell-O with a killer and all that, it was entertaining. The Blu-ray itself, I wouldn't say it's got a stellar transfer, so it's very yellowish and not very detailed, I don't know, but it definitely is not something. I mean, it's probably the best the movies look, but it's not something that you can really look at and say, wow, look at this HD transfer.
So it wasn't something that's going to make you sit up and take notice. Huh?
You're not going to, you really don't need much to watch this. It looks like a DVD to me. I watched Things off Joe Bob, which is the first time I've seen that, and that was horrible as shit. And it took a long time.
I think you share Chris Jericho's opinion of that movie.
It took a long time to get through it.
That movie, it couldn't have been that long of a movie, but it seems much longer because it's just so... I actually liked the interview that Darcy and Joe Bob did with Barry J. Gillis, the guy that made the movie.
He was on that show, or?
No, Chris Jericho was on.
That's what I thought. I didn't see it.
Darcy's podcast that she does, I listened to it, and that was more entertaining than the movie was.
Yeah.
And he was talking about a soundtrack coming out that people have been clamoring for the soundtrack to Things for years. But anyway.
But watched from my Vinegar Syndrome sale, I got Murder Weapon and Deadly Embrace. I watched Murder Weapon, which I'd never watched all the way through to see what the hell it was about. I mean, only seen like the very first beginning
of it.
That
was the one with Linnea Quigley?
Yeah.
I liked it, but it was wacky.
Got to the part where they were like laying out, getting some suntans, and here comes Eric Freeman and his buddies. But yeah. We find out a little bit more that they're... Both of these girls, including Linnea Quigley, have just gotten out of some kind of like mental hospital and stuff. So, and then a killer comes up and
starts killing
those guys and stuff. It was all right. It looks good.
I like seeing Eric Freeman in something.
And yeah, he doesn't do the eyebrow acting, so it was the stupid director of Silent Night Deadly Night 2 that made him do all that. I revisited the Blair Witch. Book of
Love to Kill. Did you talk about that one?
I don't remember. Love to Kill is one of these Cat 3 movies from Hong Kong. It, you know, it's probably got a lot of nudity and rape in it. And I unfortunately do not remember it, but I just remember looking for some Cat 3 movies, and this is one of the top ones listed, or at least somebody's list, and I can't remember shit about it. But I revisited Blair Witch, Book of Shadows. It was on one of the channels we have for Sling, so I watched it. And
I don't recall you watching
it. I watched it at work. Don't tell nobody. But it was... I mean, really, the only thing I care about that movie is the hot goth chick and the Wiccan chick, because...
Yeah, Steve talks about that all the time.
The goth chick is super freaking hot to me.
Honestly, I think the first time I watched Blair Witch 2, I was expecting more of Blair Witch Project, and I just was bored senseless with this movie. But of course, I'm not a guy that's gonna like these.
I mean, other than that, it's not a great movie. They tried to do something different with the sequel, which is that's good. I really like the more recent Blair Witch movie than Book of Shadows.
The one we went to the drive-in.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I know decent. People don't like it, but I mean,
it was decent.
I liked it. I mean, I'm not like gonna go jump to watch it again, but you know, maybe. I watched this one called El Diabolico. I'm trying to remember what it was, but I got a little bit in my head. Somehow Satan's got this guy worships Satan, and we follow this guy around, and it's in the Old West, and he's comes across people and he kills them, and he's got this glowing thing, globe or something.
An orb?
I don't know. It's got this symbol on it. If I can remember both, but I mean, I wasn't that impressed with it, but it was all right. Dead and Buried, I watched that off Joe Bob.
I have always loved that movie, and I rewatched it again recently, but I haven't rewatched it with Joe Bob talking.
I can't see that this 4K is going to have really look that great. I mean, I'm sure certain scenes are going to look really good, but there's some scenes in here are really super grainy that I can't imagine them looking any better than they do.
Which is why now. I'm waiting to see if the price comes down on this 4K. But don't you think that overall that movie is creepy?
Yeah, I mean,
just the setup is really, really creepy, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's
I think that's what I like most about it.
And I was listening to some other podcasts with Quentin Tarantino was talking about. Well, it wasn't him, but someone else mentioned Framed, which a movie I've never heard of from the 70s starring Joe Don Baker. And basically, Joe Don Baker was in the Walking Tall movie, the first one. And so they were going to make a sequel to it, but he didn't get... Him and that director never got... They didn't do that movie. They did Framed instead, which is he's a gambler.
Oh, yeah, I remember you watching this one now.
And he's coming back. He won a ton of money, and he sees some kind of shootout between a cop and or somebody. And anyway, that leads it into something where they frame him for killing a deputy shows up at his house, and basically he's going to... Him and the guy get in a fight, and he gets killed, the deputy, and then he send him to prison. And
he comes out. Doesn't somebody
rape
that chick?
His woman gets raped, and so there he goes a little bit. Oh, shit. Here we go. Shush!
Sammy.
Hey! All right, so Framed is a pretty good drive-in movie from the 70s. We watched Sleepaway Camp again to do a commentary for it. I'm not sure if you've given it to Wes yet. But...
No, because you were supposed to rip the audio off of what I did, remember, because it was in two parts.
All right, well, we'll work on that.
But, yeah, what'd you think about seeing Sleepaway
Camp again? I mean, it was just weird at the end that when you said that the person had a mask on. It was very weird because I always thought it was some kind of effect.
You said that you thought it was superimposed.
Yeah.
And
it was very, it was very, very strange.
I think it was very strange for the college kid that they hired to... They gave him like maybe $500 or something.
It's a lot of money.
Well,
back then.
I don't know. I could be wrong on the amount, but.
But, so they, Severin was releasing that Blood for Dracula on 4K, and so I'd never seen that movie, so I watched it, and that confirmed my feelings that I don't need to buy that.
I think I remember you being a little disappointed.
Well, I knew I wasn't going to like it. I get this tale. But I was like, well, maybe I'll be wrong, but I wasn't. And it's okay, but some nudity, which is okay. And they got this one guy who they were saying is from like New York or something, and he does zero to change his accent. So he actually called some girls hooers,
yeah,
which is completely insane, but for this movie.
Yeah,
but
he talked like he was from New Jersey, yeah. New York, or, something like that.
So, again, people might like it, but it wasn't for me. I tried to watch this newer film called Into the Earth. If I got the premise right... It's hard to tell what they were talking about, a virus, so I'm not sure if they were talking about corona or what the hell they were talking about.
Well, it was filmed during the pandemic.
Yeah, so, you know. I mean, that's what I assume, but they were out in the woods, and some people are trying, scientists are trying to talk through this stone thing. It's got a big hole in the middle of it, and they're using sounds and light. And apparently it's driven some people crazy. So they were...
They're stuck out. These two people are stuck out in the woods with two other people that are nutcases. Pretty much.
Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't care for it a lot, so... But that's just me. And again, back to Netflix, they're releasing three of these Fear Street movies, I think, over the next 3 weeks. The first one came out, I think it was like 1994 or something like that.
Somebody, speaking of that, I saw somebody posted on the Dead Pit Facebook page that said, it's a John Crisp.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
He hated it because he said they didn't have Yahoo Messenger in 1994. And
well, it was AOL.
Or AOL, I don't know. Whatever he said, they didn't have it in 1994.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think I would be too mad over that stuff. But he said it ripped off Scream too.
Well, the very beginning was the first few minutes before the credits roll is a Scream kind of a Scream type scenario. That was interesting. I liked that, but then it came and I wasn't 100% sure what this was going to be like, but it's a kind of a supernatural story, and it actually these movies are interrelated and have connecting things because the movie ended on like a cliffhanger, and I guess it's going to be resolved over the next couple weeks with the other two movies,
and they're going to take place in different decades or time periods.
I don't know. I was interested enough, and it was...
It was... I liked it for what it was, and
not everybody lived, and so, I mean, there was some...
They didn't cough out and let everybody live or anything like that.
I decided I wanted to revisit some movies, and I revisited Desperado from 1995.
Which I really need to sit down.
Robert
really
Rodriguez, man, I still love it. I ain't burnt out on it, which I don't watch it very often. It's been a few years. The soundtrack is really awesome. Watching it through a 4K player up converted it a lot, so it looked really good, and sound and everything is just awesome. So. I haven't watched the El Mariachi, the first movie in that series, but I have it, and I probably...
You haven't, but you haven't watched it?
I've watched it, but I haven't watched it recently. But, definitely a great movie. I watched a little bit of my Good, the Bad, and the Ugly 4K, and it looked really good so far. But it's a 2-hour-and-41-minute movie, so I was like, dude, I cannot watch this right now. So, I decided to go on my... I had another kind of thing where I wanted to watch Tomorrow Never Dies, the James Bond movie from 1997. And I hadn't seen that in a very long time, so I really enjoyed that. It's been a while since I've seen Pierce Brosnan as James Bond, so it's cool. To me, I like that more than GoldenEye, and it's probably my favorite one of his films. I think I do like The World Is Not Enough. I really like that one a lot as well.
Well, I was going to bring up...
Dana.
I was just going to bring up one thing.
One thing?
Human Experiments. That was on the Video Nasties list back when I did the live stream on the Video Nasties, and I was intrigued. I thought they were actually going to show these horrendous human experiments, so I thought I would watch the movie. I was actually considering buying it. Lord help me. I'm glad I didn't buy it now. But that movie, nothing happens in it.
Good one, Dana.
No, I mean, there are no experiments that are shown.
They're humans, though, right, in the movie?
They're humans, but there ain't no experiments on the humans.
Well, there's humans.
But anyway, I wouldn't recommend that one.
Okay. I did get the Big Lebowski and the sale they had there. So, haven't watched that in a while.
I haven't watched my Dawn of the Dead 4K yet.
So, the Severance sale I ordered, I did order St. Bernard and,
oh yeah, that's right, Steve hadn't got those yet.
Oh yeah, The Shocking Dark. St. Bernard, I've been wanting to see because I heard how crazy it is, but haven't seen it yet.
Is it crazier than Cujo?
Maybe. But I'll let you go before the dogs go crazy. So,
bye.
We'll be back hopefully sooner than later. Bye bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.